It's been 32 years since the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds rewrote the rules for how to make a rock and roll record. How they managed to do that can be heard on the new boxed set, The Pet Sound Sessions. Reviewer Mark Jenkins says the four CDs show why Pet Sounds continues to inspire pop music experimentalists.
That's the Beach Boys sound, but it's not the Beach Boys. It's the grunge trio Everclear, from an album released just a few months ago. That song is just one of many recent Beach Boys tributes, from groups as diverse as French techno duo Daft Punk and British Beach Boys obsessives The High Llamas. But nothing can top the obsessiveness of a new box set of the album that begins like this. Wouldn't It Be Nice was a top 10 hit in 1966, but the album that contained it was a commercial disappointment. After barely 2 months, Capitol Records decided that Pet Sounds was a flop and knocked it off the charts with a more marketable album, Best of the Beach Boys. Yet Pet Sounds didn't exactly fade away. It remains one of the most influential albums of the rock era. Now it's the subject of a 4-CD set that investigates each of the original 13 songs. Here, for example, is Wouldn't It Be Nice a cappella. I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? And here's the song yet again, this time without the lead vocals. This may be more deconstruction than most Pet Sounds fans really want. Still, the dissected tracks illuminate singer-composer Brian Wilson's meticulous arrangements and bold production techniques. The box includes the album in both its original mono and the first true stereo mix, but offers only a few hints of Wilson's state of mind. The songwriter's growing unease was reflected in such titles as I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Even more disquieting is the original version of I Know There's an Answer. Now what can you tell them? What can you say that won't make them defensive? Hang on to your ego. Hang on, but don't let your guard lose the fight. As is well known, Wilson didn't hang on to his ego. He had a nervous breakdown while making Smile, the never-completed follow-up to Pet Sounds. His subsequent work has been erratic, but Pet Sounds endures. It's both a gorgeous, innovative album and a complete expression of Wilson's desire to create what he called a good piece of spiritual love.
The CD set is called The Pet Sounds Sessions by the Beach Boys. Reviewer Mark Jenkins is a freelance music journalist in Washington, D.C.